With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Divas Dish. I'm Cherie Taylor, the midday diva of Magic 98.9, along with our weekend diva, Elise Riley. And joining us today, one more diva that's in the building, Amanda.
Excellent.
That's your mama. Her mom is Amanda. Miranda from the block. Hey, how you doing? Welcome in.
Yay, I'm excited to be here.
You get to be an official diva. Usually she pops in while we're recording it, so she always has comments over our shoulders, but she's never on air, so we're putting you on with us today. And we are going to talk about some of the stuff going down. Of course, we had so much Thanksgiving. So much. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, by the way?
I ate a lot.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, I was sick, so I ate nothing. I literally, people are like, oh, I don't want to see turkey. I don't want to see dressing. I don't want to see pumpkin pie. I'm like, you know, I didn't even see that on Thursday or Friday or Sunday when my parents tried to do Thanksgiving part two. I was like, yep, not happening.
I would have saved you a plate.
Yeah, I've seen it three times. Three different meals.
Yeah, so it's like I didn't even get to miss it, so I still want a piece of pumpkin pie or maybe some of that Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie. You guys know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That stuff is good. I did buy one of those a while back, and my oldest son left the refrigerator halfway open. The dog stuck her nose in there and ate the whole pie.
Oh, my gosh. I still can't believe she's not sick from that.
Oh, she was.
We got to get a Cracker Barrel of something. We got to get you some turkey.
Then I'll get all sleepy. I'll come back and do my shift and start snoring. That'll be great. Thanks, Miranda. Okay, so let's talk about food. You mentioned Cracker Barrel. You mentioned all kind of food. And a food you probably did not have on Thanksgiving was French fries. There is a shortage of French fries. We could be staring down a French fry shortage after a bad potato harvest.
Let me just say, my kid will be devastated.
My kids would be devastated.
Yeah,
me,
would be so
I don't
upset.
Care. I do not like French fries. I'm the girl that eats three French fries, and I'm good. How about you, Miranda?
It depends on where it's at. I like some buttery French fries from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, do you like them super crispy, or do you like them soggy?
Any way they bring it to me.
I guarantee you Chick-fil-A is not going to be affected by the shortage. They're going to find the potatoes one way or another.
Well, you know what? They actually probably use more of the potato than anybody else because mm-hmm. it's the waffle fry.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you got one of those mandolin or Mandalorian slices. Mm. Yeah, okay. Anyway, everyone has a breaking point when it comes to climate change, and this might be the one for a lot of people. A lot of people are going to be like, oh my gosh, it is real. I'm losing my potatoes. Can you believe that?
And now it says what potatoes are left are going to be at a higher price. So you're going to be paying more for your potatoes.
Only potatoes I like are sweet potatoes. So is there a sweet potato shortage or just
know.
A white? Well, it says like damaged crops in Idaho, North Dakota, Minnesota, and parts of Canada. I do know that there are some potato fields in Maine. I didn't realize Maine was a potato state until someone told me that a while back.
Well, maybe those will be okay.
Maybe those will be okay, but Maine is cold. Okay. Anyway, so most likely fewer potatoes, higher prices. Will you pay higher price for your French fries, for your waffle fries at Chick-fil-A, Miranda?
I don't think it's going to be affected with the price there. So.
Chick-fil-A is not going to do us like that.
They won't.
Have you guys tried to add the mac and cheese to your meal?
No, you know I don't like it. Their mac and cheese is not good.
I don't like it. My kids like it, and I'm like, I make better mac and cheese than that? I mean, there's a lot of people that like but it ends up being your meal. Each meal is like $3 more expensive. They're like, just for a slight upcharge. That's not an upcharge. That's a sock in the gut. Mm-hmm. Especially when you got two boys that don't know how to stop eating.
As long as it didn't affect potato soup.
That's true.
I like some potato soup.
I do too.
Now.
Do you? I used to wait tables when I was in college at a place that serves, it's famous for their yeast rolls and their potato soup. You guys know which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. They sprinkle a little bit of bacon on the top.
Uh-huh. That was my prep work in the morning, coming in and making that baked potato soup. So I still know how to make that.
Yum.
So I will make that for you guys. It's too many fat and too much potatoes for me, but I would totally bring that in for you guys.
Mm. We actually went there on Black Friday.
Did you?
It was one of the only places. Was it Black Friday? No, it was actually Thanksgiving night.
They
were
open.
They were open.
Did they have their caramel pie still?
I don't know.
That's so
I had
addictive.
Mozzarella sticks.
No, they had the wedges. They have wedges. They have mozzarella wedges, not sticks.
Oh, they're flat, actually. Yep, they've changed them. They're
flat. Don't have the spicy wedges anymore?
Nope.
You think you know someplace.
We went there Thanksgiving night.
I have not
been
there in like 3 or 4 years, but that was my... I'd always tell my kids, when I was in college waiting tables, I used to work here, baked potato soup was my thing. And so Austin, my oldest, loves it. So yeah, that was the bomb there. So yeah. So I will have potatoes in that fashion, but not like French fries. All right. So what are we talking about next? What do you give? Do you give a lot? A lot of people are talking about tipping over the holidays and giving and donating to charities. What do you plan on giving this year, Miranda?
We've actually already started that in our household. So I try to do some things with my daughter. So we did the Operation Christmas Child. And then we kind of did a sweep through her things and donating at Salvation Army in Miracle Hill.
Oh, that's so good. And mm-hmm. we are actually talking about making cookies to take it over to make cookies for Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah,
so,
be fun.
Yeah, we talked about doing that with our kids, too. So that would be fun, too. But I know my kids and your daughter, too, they eat half the eat half the cookies. They'd be like, oh, I got to test it. Make sure it's good.
Tooth.
Exactly. Today is Giving Tuesday. And a new survey found 95% of us have donated our time or money at least to one charity at some point in our lives. So Giving Tuesday just reminds us to give back because we are so thankful on Thursday. We did a lot of shopping and a lot of fussing at people. And Elise told her story yesterday. If you caught the podcast yesterday, she got ratted out by these people in Walmart because she had a $5 Barbie doll in her hand 15 minutes before she should have. She totally got ratted out.
It was too much.
Oh, wow.
She got narked out for a $5 Barbie.
It was ridiculous.
They told the Walmart cops on her.
Oh,
don't
gosh.
Worry. Still got them.
Still got them.
What kind of Barbie is it?
It was the Descendants doll.
Those are huge
right now. I still got three of them. No worries.
No worries. For a total of $15. And I bet those people were trying to get them from you, too. I have a feeling there are people that go in there and buy stuff up in stock and try to sell it back on eBay.
Oh, they definitely do. You can see people that have 10 and 20 of one thing in their cart, and you're like, I know you're going to resell that.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't for you.
You can't tell me how your niece and nephews want that one thing.
Because you know they're not participating in Giving Tuesday. It'd be one thing if they bought 20 Barbie dolls, kept two, and gave 18 to charity.
That would be awesome.
Wrong. Mm-hmm. You know they're not.
Exactly. And Miranda did touch on something. 88% of parents actively encourage their kids to be generous and donate. Because I always tell my boys, I want you to grow up to be anything you want. But the two things that I require that you are is grateful and gracious.
Mm-hmm.
And give back. So, yeah, so that all falls under that same window because it starts now teaching your kids how to give and how to look out for people and how to help people. And charities that help kids are our favorite groups to donate to, followed by groups that help women, the environment, and animals. So we do Wet Nose Wednesday here. We do a lot with kids here. We help with a toy drive. I know our sister station, The Planet, does the 28-hour toy drive, but we also help with that. And so, we try to give back here. And we cleaned up the environment. All three of us were out there.
We all three were out there.
We were playing in, and literally when I came in my rain boots afterwards, my mom looked at me and she goes, you actually played in the river. I'm like, yeah.
Up to our knees in trash.
Oh, my shoes were swampy for like a month, it felt afterwards. So, but you know what? We helped the environment. So we did something good. So it's Giving Tuesday. So if you want to help out or you just want to feel like you're part of the Christmas spirit and get in the Christmas spirit, give back. Give back. And speaking of giving back, we talked about helping out charities with kids and that kind of thing. And I think there should be a charity for kids with bad names.
I would be in it.
I would be too. I would be like
bad names.
Not necessarily bad names. It's
names you can make fun of.
Yeah, names you can make fun of, like least popular names that no one can pronounce.
No, they could be the least popular names.
Every time. That police, that sounds like me if you say please, like it's mm-hmm. a pain. And so, yeah, these poor kids that their names have been mispronounced over and over and over. I would be the president.
And if you
club.
Listen to our streaming, I have a word on the water cooler about the names.
That's
the
awful.
Names. And there is a name, and I kid you not, there was a girl in my sorority. Her name was Happy.
Aww.
Her last name was Hussey.
Oh.
A happy hussy.
That wow. is sad.
And she was the sweetest girl. She still is the sweetest person, but that was her name. And she was just, you know, she's like, yeah, yeah. Poor thing.
Let's see. Okay. I
she
thought mine
have
was
a nickname?
I thought
no,
mine was bad.
No, that was her name.
Okay.
I thought mine was bad. I take it back.
God bless. God bless.
Yeah, I take
know.
It back.
But yeah, she was so sweet. She was so sweet. Such a nice girl. Still one of my Facebook friends, but that was her name.
Mm. That's
and going through college with that name, because you know everybody thinks, because I got, growing up, I got my Sharia Moore, Sherry Baby, Oh Sherry, anything. And then, of course, we discussed that one time that my middle name is Denise, and that was a 1950s song from Randy and the Rainbow. So my parents apparently picked out my name on the way to the hospital listening to the radio. So I got all that. Oh, did you know? And they always think they're the first person to make fun of you with your name.
Yes,
they think
always.
They're the first person. And you're like, oh, that's so funny. I've never heard that before. Oh, my gosh. Tell me more. But no.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Just yesterday, Dave, our station manager, called me.
You mean Baby Yoda?
Yes, Baby Yoda.
I got so sick of him picking at all of us, I came in this weekend and changed his name tag to Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I like that.
He decided yesterday that he was going to call me Alice. Like, that's the first time I've ever had anybody call me Alice.
And heck, so, at an award show where yeah. we won the top award, you got called Elsie.
Yep, in front of everybody.
And I was up there on the podium because I was giving out
Elsie
awards,
like
too.
Elsa.
Yeah, but I looked at the guy and I'm like, it's Elsie. Elise!
Elsie, can, like the boarding cow that
I know.
Has cheese.
You know, yeah, like the one they bring like around on the big trailer. Yeah, I literally looked at the guy. You can hear it on the video and I go, it's Elise! And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, Elise.
I'm just used to that joke.
Like, not the first time, won't be the last. But anyway, so there are some popular baby names of 2019. The most popular names of 2019 are in, and if you want a child who sounds like a 19th century British aristocrat, what a year this is for you. They're going back to old classic names. The top 10 names for boys are Liam, I guess Liam Neeson, Oliver, Theodore, Declan, Henry, Owen, Finn, Caleb, Emmett, and Benjamin. I have a Bennett. But not an Emmett. But on Bennett's first birthday, I got his cake ordered and all this other stuff. I went to pick it up 3 days later. They had misspelled his name, and they wrote Happy Birthday Emmett on the cake. I spelled Bennett 3 or 4 times, and they still wrote Emmett. And so it's actually a bakery that's in downtown that I absolutely love. And every time I'm in there, Bennett goes, ha, 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 this is the place that called me Emmett. So they're a little embarrassed every time Bennett says that. But it's so funny because I'm just like, it could have gone a totally different way. So now he would be in fashion. And the top 10 names for girls are Charlotte, which is my dog's name. Amelia, I can see that. Amelia Clark, right?
Yes. That's Amelia.
Amelia, but
with an E.
But people kind of mess
different.
Things. You totally.
It is. This is spelled completely different.
It's spelled different, but people probably hear it that way. Come on, I get called Sherry all the time.
I don't know. I like the name Amelia. It's in my reserve, actually.
Oh, it is. Okay, sign her up for baby name number 2.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Violet, I can see that because Violet Affleck, Jennifer Garner's and Ben Affleck's daughter, Aria, Aurora. Ava, Olivia, Vivian, Hazel, and Nora. What are we? Okay, you named your daughter Amara.
Right.
And what were some of the other names that you thought of before having her?
Ava was actually one of
mm-hmm.
them. And Luciana. I don't know. I was on kind of like Italian.
Oh, I like it.
Luciana. Oh.
Did you eat
Adriana.
A lot of Italian? Did you eat a lot of Italian food?
I did.
Oh, girl. I like those names.
But I like short names. So Amara.
Yeah, Amara. I like Amara. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ava, too. I like Ava because Ava Gardner. So I always thought either Ava or, oh, goodness. My grandmother's name was Jessie, so I wanted to name a daughter Jessie. And then I had a great-grandmother that was Isabella and name her Isabella or Izzy or Bella. So, but no, I had boys, but they do have their middle names or their great-grandmother's maiden names. So they're technically named after girls, but not really girl names.
And I've always liked Liam.
Liam? Oh, yeah.
I know some attractive Liams.
Mm-hmm. My friend's son is Liam. So, not William, because people are like, are you not going to give him like the full name? She goes, no, he's Liam.
He's so. Probably a little cutie patootie.
Yes, he's adorable. He's 13, so you don't call him adorable at 13.
Or cutie patootie.
Or cutie patootie. Well, he is a cutie patootie. He's a sweetheart. All right. So what were some of the names you were going to go for with Ella?
It was always Ella. There was no other option. I was just hoping that whoever I married would be on board. Ella is named after my great-grandmother, Ella, and who is still, she's still living, and so she plays with Ella a lot.
Oh, yeah. I see the pictures on Facebook.
And originally, it was going to be Ella Naomi after my other grandmother, but Colin actually didn't care for Naomi, so we decided to name her Ella Riley after my dad.
Aww.
It was always Ella, though. There was
no
other option.
That's so sweet. And now your other grandmother's never going to give him a Christmas present again.
Yeah, I mean, she's no longer living. It's okay.
Well, like I said.
she passed away a long time ago. It's all right.
Okay. She doesn't know that he doesn't like the name Naomi. Because I will tell you this, that, like, I don't know, because y'all, we're in the South, and we all have Southern families. And you know how someone can stress out a name. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not Mary. It's Myrie. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And you would probably have gotten Naomi.
Oh, yeah.
Naomi.
You always have, like, there's one name or two names, you know, especially if you become a teacher or something like that. You associate names with, like, bad kids you've had in the past or old boyfriends or something like that. Well, apparently he had some kind of issue with the name Naomi, so we decided on Riley. So her name is Ella Riley.
He didn't get tickets to the Judds concert once.
I don't know. Apparently he's real bitter.
Real bitter.
Yeah, Ella was always it was going to be Ella no matter what. And I mean, it's super popular. So,
okay. So today I let Elise pick the topics for the Diva's Dish. And this last one, I just saw the header for. I haven't read the full thing, but I was hot under the collar. So I'm going to let Elise take the lead on this. But first of all, let me ask you, what have you ever done on a plane to get your flight bumped up? I know last year y'all went to Disney and you've had some other family flights, that kind of thing. And you're traveling with a child. And we all know that's a different beast all of itself. Have you ever played that I'm traveling with a child card or we need a little extra room?
Clearly I've been doing it wrong. haven't done that.
I will tell you this. I did have, and I wrote an article about it. I loved it. American Airlines. I used to like fly other airlines, and I still do from time to time. But for the most part, I am American Airlines' like biggest fan because I was in New York. I was coming back. It was just, I was tired. And they called me to the counter, and they're like, Miss Taylor, can you come over here? And we wanted to ask you a question. And I was like, oh, good Lord, they're going to bump me or they're going to do something or that my suitcase exploded because I overpacked because I bought way too much when I went to New York. And I did that sitting on the edge of the bed, pushing the suitcase down and hoping to God it would close. So they call me over there and they're like, we have three people that want to fly together. And I'm thinking, oh, God, they're going to bump me off this flight. I'm not going to get home till 2:00 in the morning. And I was flying into Charlotte and my friend was meeting me and we were going to hang out for a little bit because she lived in Charlotte. And then I was going to drive back to Greenville the next day. So they're like, well, we hate to do this to you, but these three want to fly together. And since you're a solo flyer, would it be okay if we put you in first class?
Would it be okay?
Would it be okay? Oh, my gosh. Why? Let me think about that. Yes.
Were you flying by yourself?
Was I flying by myself? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. I was about to say, because then, yeah, you're leaving me to go sit at the front.
Miranda, I love you. And we talk about all these girls' trips you're going to take. I'd leave you because you'd leave me. Leave me. No, I would be like,
would you leave me?
I would have to go. She is my therapy person. You have to let me take my Miranda with me.
I actually would not leave you because I do not like to be alone on a flight. I don't like to fly. So I like to have that companion.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually would not leave you behind, but for selfish reasons.
Well, I got sat next to a very handsome gentleman that let me take a nap on his shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like
to fly. And I forgot to get his number. See? Dang it. I was just all into the whole first class thing.
That's
anyway,
nice.
But yeah, it was nice. I wouldn't leave you. You know better than that. Because the plane crashes. Because the plane crashes. And you know who's standing at the pearly gates judging me? You know who's standing there with her hands folded, tapping that little foot, judging me?
I'm not judging. We're just going to take turns.
We're going to take turns.
We're going to take turns in first class.
Be like, okay, did you get your beverage? Okay, I'm going to go forward now, take your seat, and get another beverage. And I'm going to get a warm towel and a nice blanket. Oh, yes, I need that. So that was nice. So I got bumped up without doing anything there. And there are times when I'm flying that I will give them a piece of my mind, and they've made some accommodations. However, there's a woman that took it too far. Take it away, Elise.
Yeah, it did not go over well for this lady. It worked out for you. It did not work out for her.
I mean, it wasn't me showing my hiney doing this. It was just me, karma coming to me.
Well, she thought it would be a good idea to say that she was having breathing issues. She's, you know, telling the flight attendants, I'm having trouble breathing. Is there any way you can move me to a bigger seat? So they did move her to a bigger seat, but the pilot heard there was a medical emergency, turned the plane around, and landed it back in Pensacola, where it came from, because this lady was saying she was having trouble breathing. He wanted her to get her medical help. There was not any available on the flight, so he turned the flight around. When they landed, she admitted that it was fake, that she just wanted a bigger seat, but then refused to get off the plane, because you have to, when you get back, you have to get off the plane, because she refused to get off the plane. They basically had to remove her. She was actually taken into custody and is going to have criminal charges filed against her.
Miranda, can you give me one of your boy byes?
Boy bye.
Yeah.
Child, please.
Anything that goes on in my life, Miranda's like, all I got to say to that is boy bye.
No, you don't. First of all, this teaches us all. Don't lie. Do not lie to try to get a bigger seat. Just suck it up. I don't care where this woman was flying to. She inconvenienced the whole plane.
It said Pensacola, so they were in Florida.
It didn't say where she was going. It just said she was coming from Pensacola. But she not only caused herself to get arrested, she caused a whole plane full of people who are just trying to get to where they need to go back just
because
she was selfish.
Because she didn't want to bump up and pay $19 more for the premium economy seat.
No. No, ma'am. You're fine.
You're flying on Thanksgiving weekend. Suck it up.
All these people are just trying to get to where they're going, and they can't now because you decided you wanted a bigger seat.
Inconvenience.
Mm-hmm. People are rude, self-centered.
I would
all
be
about them.
Furious.
I would be livid.
Because
be
if you're trying to go somewhere that we had, you know, issues when we were trying to go to Vegas and we actually missed our flight because of inconvenience issues that they were doing, they couldn't figure out where to put people and we missed our connector and it almost caused us to miss the Celine Dion concert. So there's people that are trying to get to places.
People got places to be. I got stuff to do.
Right.
And you know what? You almost missed Celine Dion. However, if they made you miss Cher, what would you do?
First of all, I was not dumb enough to schedule the Cher concert on the same day that I flew in. We thought that through. But we did at last minute decide to pick up Celine because we were like, oh, we'll be there in plenty of time. And airport issues. So now we know we're going to fly direct anywhere we go.
What's the longest layover have you ever had?
I've only ever had one flight that had a connector. Any other flights have always been direct.
La-ti-da.
I've only flown like 5 times in my whole life.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
I
fly.
I can't even count.
I told you earlier I don't like to fly.
I know. That's why you wouldn't leave Miranda in the seat.
Yeah, I don't like to fly. But,
I need to hold
I've only ever
hand.
Had that one layover. And it was just it was like an hour, I think. We ended up having to fly to Chicago instead of Charlotte.
Oh.
So we had to go from Greenville to Chicago, Chicago to Vegas.
Every time I fly into Chicago, I get stuck there forever. I've had layovers like for 9-10 hours before. I hate that. I do not like flying into O'Hare. I know it's one of the most popular ones,
that's
but
where
I hate it.
They sent us to there.
Oh, yeah, they'll send you to O'Hare, yeah. I did have a long layover once in Reykjavik, Iceland, too, so that was cold and interesting, and the airport is mostly glass. Why would you have glass with all that ice around and snow? I have no idea.
Pretty look at.
Pretty look at, but you're like, okay. You can say I've been in Iceland. Been in a box in Iceland. All right, then, so medical emergency. Miranda, I got to ask you something. I'm going to ask you guys both. I always have the random question, and the random question is, if somebody comes and borrows something of yours and they don't return it, how mad does it make you?
Oh, I'm fired up.
If it's family? If it's family?
I'm fired up.
If it's family or coworkers?
Either.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm still upset because it's mine.
Yeah.
I work hard now.
I do, too. I want to pop some hands. I have some stuff in the studio that keeps getting borrowed and used. And one time.
You need to put a camera in here.
Oh, you know what? I need to lock it up in my office or either put, like, an electric shock on it. Because, like, one time I left the stuff in here, but I took the cords with me home. I had people call and saying, asking where it was. I said, it's with me.
The owner,
right. I've had so much stuff. And I had something very simple go missing out of here this morning, and I was like a wet hen. Elise walked in, and she's like, I don't know if I want to be in this room right now.
You have to be petty. My mom, she labels all of her, like, pens and markers. And so, you know, people always take her pens, but then you'll see this belongs to Lee.
I had a coworker once that I worked overnights. This was in radio a long time ago. I worked overnights, and I had food always got gone out of the fridge downstairs. People would take other people's food, and I had just bought a Coke out of the Coke machine. And I didn't have time to drink it because I had to do some production, you know, stuff that comes in first thing for the morning shows. And so I was like, you know what? I've had people steal my stuff before. I'm going to see what happens. So what I did is I wrote my name on the bottom of the can. My name, Cherie, on the bottom of the can. Hand to God, somebody on one of the morning crews, I'm not going to say who, I saw her, it was a her, that she was doing news, and then she was drinking the drink, talking to me, and I kept seeing my name on the bottom of the can. I called several other coworkers in there to show them. Never called her out on it, but I always thought, oh my gosh, so that's who's doing it. And it could have been, well, she put one in there the day before and somebody took hers, and she thought that's what it was, but no.
Couldn't do that. Too many pranks that happens here at the station. Too many pranks. Somebody put something nasty in there, lick it.
Well, it was a canned drink, so there's no... Yeah, you're right. Lick it. Yeah, they could put...
It'll lick the whole top
of it. Let's just face it. We work in radio. There's some people that do not have some cleanly habits here.
That is for sure.
There's some nasty people we work with.
Gross.
All right, Elise. So what do you do if somebody comes in and bothers your stuff?
I normally don't leave anything, but... That's because I don't really have much in my my little space in my office. I don't leave anything in there.
Can we call it your office?
No, we cannot. It's Shorty's office.
You're
with
just
the tiny
visiting. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's Shorty's office. Let's say it like
and
it
you
is.
You will get an email. Yeah. You will get an email if something creeps on his
side
of the desk.
It's Shorty's office. He is gracious enough to let me use part of the table. But I do have my corner that I've made my own and I have a few things over there. But normally people don't go in there. It's just me and him.
All right. So... Maybe we should start moving stuff around on her, put a camera above her desk and see what she does when she comes in, Miranda.
Well, cameras are popping up around here.
Oh, so there's so many cameras
around
here. Why not? All right, ladies, join us tomorrow on the Divas Dish where we'll find more to dish out, more people to make fun of, and find out, I don't know, who's done something stupid in the world because it's happening. And by the way, we'll talk about the Mandalorian thing. Do you guys know about that? I actually got to start watching the Mandalorian. That's what everybody tells me.
You can't talk about it unless you've watched it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.